As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's draft day on a Hurts day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at the link. Today, a reprieve from the Phillies as we get to talk about the Eagles in the NFL draft. Ike, how are we feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, welcome to draft day. This is where dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
On this night. Excited for it. Jackie Baseball, you ought to be thankful it's draft day today.
Yeah.
We move on. How about your boy?
135 feet. You know what that is?
What?
How high the Betsy Ross and Walt Whitman bridges are.
You checked?
Yeah, I checked.
Is that high enough?
Just high enough.
Yeah.
Must win series this weekend. Happy it's draft day. Ready to move on, but Phil's maybe talk at 3 o'clock. So.
Yeah. No, we're not letting them off.
It's a disaster, but yeah. I'm happy to be here as we celebrate Super Bowl champions.
Yes.
With a real team, am I right?
Yes.
You are right.
Yes. A real team, a championship team. So we have a big show today as we lead you up to the NFL draft, and there is nowhere else you need to listen as you get ready for the draft tonight and even through the draft, as WIP will have coverage all through the evening until the Eagles pick. On the show today, 2:30, Ruben Frank will be here with us. Have a little fun with Rube. Then at 3:30, my defensive line YouTube big board.
Big day.
Yeah, okay. Big day. I might not be able to reveal the player I want until I reveal that, actually. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 4 o'clock, as does Mike Mayock, our NFL draft expert. Well, Mayock, it'll be a very big show. And as Jack mentioned, at some point, the Phillies are not getting off scot-free today, as we will have to talk about them, as I thought about them for a long time on my walk. So it is a big day for the Philadelphia Eagles, as we think they will select a player tonight. Of course, it's possible. We've been through this before, where we go through all night, they end up trading out and not getting a player at all. But I think what we're all, like, locked in on defense with that first pick, and locked in on whether it is a secondary guy or it's a defensive line guy. Mm-hmm. They have needs both, right? They lost Darius Slay. They lost CJ GJ. They also lost Josh Sweat. They lost Milton Williams, so they have needs on the defensive line as well. For you, secondary or defensive line with that first pick?
Well, I would be okay with either one. I think both are needs of position. I mean, needs of
positions of needs.
That's what I wanted to say. Yes, position of needs for the Eagles to address tonight. So I wouldn't be surprised if either one of those positions are the ones they address in the first round. I'll tell you what, we haven't talked enough about the cornerback position and, you know, being able to secure that spot opposite Quinyon Mitchell. So here's what I'll tell you. I look at the defense, right, and I say the most important positions over there are the ones who impact the quarterback. Now, we know tradition, defensive line, that's where you start at. The defensive ends, the pass rushers, they get after the quarterback. We understand that. But I think if you think about the cornerback position, it has started to jump right up there where the defensive ends are, especially if you get a good to great one. You get a difference maker at that position. Then you're looking at something.
Nah, your mic ain't working. Yeah. Try, there you go. Don't touch it.
Yeah. All right. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
All right. You get someone at that position, and I think he could have just as much of an impact on the passing game and your overall defense, if not more. I think last year's defense is a prime example of that. When we think about why the defense went to number one, it wasn't because they added Jalix Hunt to the defense. No, it's because of Quinyon Mitchell, CJ GJ, and Cooper DeJean. That's to me, and obviously Zach Bond and what he did at the middle linebacker
position. Yeah, a little something in the middle linebacker.
But the secondary allows those other guys to be able to flourish. We were number one versus the pass, or one of the top five teams versus the pass, not because we got great pressure or pass rush or sacks on the quarterback. It's because we did a great job in coverage. So there's a couple corners I'm looking at. Maxwell Harrison, a guy I've talked about out of Kentucky. I think his physical attributes along with his athletic ability are off the chart. It's what makes him a number one type corner in the NFL. Very, very similar to the type of player Quinyon Mitchell is as well, exactly with the speed. And Trey Amos, you think about that Ole Miss defense. We look at Walter Nolan and what he's doing up front, as well as other guys on that defense. Amos is the player in the back end of that defense that made plays to help that Ole Miss defense be what it was. So if we can't get the defensive lineman up front that we want, I don't want to force taking a D lineman when I think there could be a cornerback there with not equally, if not higher, sort of traits that can help your defense continue to be a number one defense, or at least get back to being that. So I look at that and I say, I know we're focused in up front. Don't overlook the secondary, particularly the cornerback position.
215-592-9494. We usually do On the Record Friday, but it's going to be On the Record Thursday because the Phils are going to be playing on the Record Friday. Nah. So On the Record Thursday, would you rather have a secondary player or a player on the defensive line with the Eagles' first pick tonight? 215-592-9494. So I hear what you're saying about not forcing the defensive line. And I also hear what you're saying about the sort of like the strength of the Eagles last year was in the back half of the defense rather than the front half.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and I'm not just counting what the defense did, but I almost think we got a little lucky with it happening that way. You know, we put great pressure on Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl and pressure on Jaden Daniels in the NFC Championship game. But if you had to pick a spot on the defense last year that was not as strong as the other spots, it was certainly defensive line aside from Jalen Carter. Mm-hmm. You know, toward the end of the year, we got good play out of Nolan Smith. We did get some good play out of Jalix Hunt. You know, Bryce Huff is somewhere. We got, you know, good play in the first half of the year from Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
But I almost think we, to an extent, we got a little lucky. And, you know, the Eagles have always been trenches on both sides of the ball. And you know, I don't want to take a guy with a third-round grade with a 32nd pick in the draft.
Marcus Smith.
Like right? And that's you end up doing something like that when you mm-hmm. reach. But I'd almost rather I'd almost rather they trade up and get one of the defensive linemen because I just think they're going to need somebody there. I know they did a couple of bargain bin things in the offseason.
Yeah.
But if we're really looking at – and I'm not counting Bryce Huff. If he proves to me he can do it, that's fine.
He's nice.
Yeah. So if we're going into the year with really Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt as your two primary edge guys, I just don't think it's enough. And I think that they are going to – no matter what happens at cornerback, they're going to need to get more pressure on the quarterback next year. And they lost, you could argue, they lost the guy who did it on the edge. They lost their best guy in Josh mm-hmm. Sweat. Mm-hmm. He's not an all-pro level guy, but he was certainly their best guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost Milton Williams, who got pressure from the inside. Didn't get any sacks, but got pressure. And I really think they need to come out of tonight with a defensive lineman. I really do. And if it means trading up, then it means trading up. But I just think they got a little lucky last year being as successful as they were without getting that sort of pressure out of the defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't force it. If you want to move up right. to get a top-level talent, all right. I mean, I'm not going to argue with that, you know, if that's what they come back with. I just don't want them to be sitting there and there's this feel or need that we got to get a pass rusher because look at our defensive line and we take a guy based on need when you can have a guy from a man-to-man coverage guy to put with your young secondary. Man, you remember the days of Bobby, Troy, Al Harris? Remember those days? Like, you know, Lito.
Yep.
Sheldon.
Yep.
Al Harris. Like, those, like, I mean, we got, you imagine Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, another top corner on the other side. Listen, man, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it.
215-592-94.
It's a passing league. We need cover guys.
That's it. Well, it might not be a passing league anymore. We don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, we may be trendsetters.
Yeah, team just ran their way to a title.
Yeah. Jack, defensive line or secondary?
So I think one of those guys are going to pop. The Uche, the Ojulari.
Really?
I do. Like, listen, everything the Eagles touch ends up working out. So, yeah, one of those guys is gonna end up being good.
I can't believe anything he said.
Yeah.
But I'm being serious. Like, their biggest mistake was Bryce Huff, and they still won the Super Bowl. Whatever. I think one of those guys are going to pop. So I'm with Ike. Like, I would rather go for a secondary type tonight. Like, Kelee Ringo can be a part of the mix. I don't know if I want him starting every single day.
Right.
And I want to keep Cooper DeJean in that nickel spot. That's what matters the most to me. And, you know, Quinyon's unbelievable. Love Quinyon Mitchell. Already a top three favorite Eagle for me. But that someone on the other side just matters more than another edge guy. And I'm pretty high on Jalix Hunt. Maybe it's just I'm still super bowled up. But he was great. Like, he was great during that time. And he can spend all offseason getting stronger. Seems like he has a super high motor. I'm pretty in on Jalix Hunt as a possible three down player, but getting someone opposite of Kelee Ringo just matters more to me.
All right. 215
Mitchell.
Whatever.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. On the record Thursday. What do you want the Eagles to do tonight? Defensive line or secondary? And for next question today, you just gotta give us the guy that you want tonight. One guy. If you could have one guy.
One
Ike,
guy?
If you could have one guy tonight.
Oh wow. If I could have one guy?
One guy. It's gotta be your Kentucky guy. Come on.
Yeah. But I like Trey Amos, too.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I'll go with Maxwell Harrison.
Okay, Maxwell Harrison.
Hairston.
Hairston.
Oh, here we go. We got Stickler Ike today. Meanwhile,
yeah. No, I'm just.
Oh, what? Jahan Dotson. Do you guys
Johan.
Think you're, yeah. Why don't you calm down over there?
Yeah, the
guy.
Yeah, did you hear the
disdain
tone,
in his voice. It's draft day. He's locked in. I get it. Yep. I appreciate it.
Okay, football guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jahan Dotson, the guy's fifth-year option declined, okay?
Jack. Who's your guy?
I'm going to go get Tyler Warren.
Oh, come on,
man. Give me an elite weapon.
A tight end.
You know I'm a tight endsman.
Yeah. Are you? You like tight ends?
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm not giving my guy because I can't give him.
You're such a coward.
No, I can't give him until I do my defensive line big board.
I can respect that.
He's on the big board. Yes. I just don't want to give it away before the big board.
Yes.
All right. So 215-592-9494 on the record Thursday. Do you want the Eagles to go defensive line or secondary? And next question is going to be, give us your, if you get one guy tonight for the Eagles, who is that guy? Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, you better get that big boy rolling, baby. Today's the day, baby.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I'm in lockstep with my boy, the Ohio legend, my brother Jackson Frizz. Listen, this is me, though.
John.
I don't know. This is a rumor. I know Spike say people don't drop. I love Maxwell Harrison. I love Trey Amos. But if it's true about this boy, they saying Will Johnson might not go for, I don't know who. Listen, I'm a Big Ten guy. And when I told people about Cooper DeJean last year, when you want to know how somebody going to do in the NFL, you got to see how they do against receivers in college that ball. Listen, Maxwell Harrison, he in the SEC, he going up against guys out of LSU, Bama. Same thing with Trey Amos. My guy Will Johnson, look what he did against Marvin Harrison Jr. Look what he did against Jeremiah Smith.
Okay.
Listen, he the best cover corner in the draft. Over the dude going number two, I don't care. People can say I'm a hater all I want. That dude, I have not seen that guy lock down anybody of greatness yet. You know what I'm saying? When I look at the edge rushers in this draft, I feel like it's a lot of guys that are very similar. If I'm the Eagles, listen, I don't know if the rumor true or not. The Giants, look, y'all want Dallas Goedert. Listen, we can talk about Kayvon Thibodeau because y'all going to draft Abdul Carter. Y'all already prayed Brian Burns. Hey man, go ahead and send.
Kayvon Thibodeau is not that good. He's a good player. He's a good player to have, but I think the perception of him having what is a little bit better than what he actually is. He disappears.
Kayvon Thibodeau was in this draft, he would be rated higher than a lot of these players that people got. Dominic Isoruku and all them dudes, he would be rated higher than them. I get it. He might not be Abdul Carter, but we ain't got a chance to get him.
I'd take him for Dallas Goedert.
Well, yes, I would take him for Dallas Goedert.
I mean, we traded Jahan Dotson.
Oh, here we go.
The Commanders.
That guy's a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, you can't even get his name right.
Listen. So it's like, I'm not going to sit.
I know his name.
I was poking the ice. I know.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah,
I can't remember which one it is.
Now, Corey,
it was one underthrown ball from a catch in the Super Bowl.
Corey, what I meant about guys not actually dropping is the guy might go lower than the public perceived, but he was always low. Do you know what I mean?
100% what you meant. I'm just saying, Will Johnson, I mean, I could tell you.
He's a good corner. Yeah.
In the Big Ten. Like, what? And they talking about he might, like, Daniel Jeremiah don't even got him in his first round. They say he's dealing with an injury. They told me N'Kobe Dean had a shoulder injury, right? Well, I'm still trying to figure out where that shoulder injury was. He went third round. Just be truthful. Y'all ain't think he was that good. That's okay. If Will Johnson is there for us to get at 32 or in the 20s, I want y'all to go get him.
Listen, we can't take every Buckeye.
Will Johnson went to Michigan.
Oh, no, you're right, Michigan.
Well, and we just lost a good Wolverine.
No, you're not thinking Will Howard when you're saying Will Johnson.
Nah, come on, man.
He's a good backup, though, Will Howard.
So listen, that's my guy. If Will Johnson is, and he ain't going like top 10, top 15, that's who I want. Go get him. That's all. Because the second round guys, in the second round, like Landon Jackson, Jack Sawyer, all them guys is very, very similar with the first round guys. It's not going to be no huge drop-offs. It's Abdul Carter, and it's a whole bunch of guys that's very similar.
Well, we're using our second round pick on a QB, so
no, we not. No, don't.
No, we're not. It's like
Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and everybody else. You know,
all
like
right,
that.
Okay, there it is. Corey of Columbus. Corey just listing off players, just player. I think I need another year here before I can become, you know, my 2 years of YouTube Big Board, I'm starting to get into the draft more. But there's just so many freaking guys.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so many. I think
use a top 10 pick for your YouTube Big Board.
Yeah. You know what I really need to do next year? I actually got to just start watching college football.
See, here's the problem.
Yeah.
You don't have a team that you follow. So, like, Corey's like me. We follow Ohio State. Yeah, we follow a team so we can see them play.
Yeah.
Multiple teams and get an idea of certain players.
Is it okay? Could I, now, even though I went to Syracuse, they're a fraud college football team. Could I adopt?
You had Kyle McCord as your second best quarterback.
Well, he was awesome. He's awesome, and he should be a top 10 pick. But could I take, like, a Big Ten or an SEC team as my, like, my football team to follow? That way I end up following those players more.
Sure,
I think I
can.
Might need to do that.
I don't think you fit in with SEC culture, though.
No?
I don't see it, to be honest with you.
More Big Ten guy?
I could see it being more like a Big Ten guy.
Really? Yeah. What's wrong with me and SEC culture?
Well, hold on. You're going to follow Penn State?
No,
absolutely not.
Well, who's Penn State's biggest rival? Is it Michigan?
Ohio State.
Then I'll take Ohio State.
Okay.
Yeah, then they'll be my
brother. You're right there with Corey.
Yeah, then I'll be with Corey.
That's perfect.
Corey and I will be brothers in arms.
Perfect for you, actually.
Really?
You scream Ohio State.
The Ohio State
University. But just know Penn State is not Ohio State's biggest rival.
Yeah, Ohio State's biggest rival is Michigan.
Well, yes. So what I'll do, this is perfect, actually. I won't even concern myself with Penn State. Like, when they start calling up to argue with me,
right,
I'll
you
be
look
like,
at them like,
yeah. I got my eyes on Michigan.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And you just won the Natty.
Yeah.
So that makes it a little bit easier.
There we go.
You just won the Natty.
Dude, I'm going to buy a hat tonight. I'm an Ohio Statesman.
I can totally see it.
Yeah, I'm in.
You scream Ohio State.
215-592-9494. On the record Thursday, you want the Eagles to take a defensive lineman or secondary, and next question today, give us the one, if there's one guy you could get him to take tonight, who would it be? Paul in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? Y'all ready for the day?
Yes, sir.
Paul? All right, man, listen, I think that Howie might just jump up and surprise everybody. Okay. You know who I want? And I know Corey just said it, but listen, Abdul Carter, bro. We need a DN.
Would you trade
how are we
going
to get up there to get it?
Yeah, yeah, how are we getting Abdul Carter?
Okay, so where is he going? Like,
well, let's say he's the fourth pick. It has to be the fourth pick.
Yeah, because they're not the Giants aren't.
The Giants aren't. Yeah, they're not giving us Saquon Barkley and Abdul Carter.
Yeah, so you're going to have to get to number four.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to get lucky that he falls to number four. But let's say that you trade up to four. How do you get number four?
I would just probably put up some money.
Yep, just do it, Howie. Yep, just do it.
Some money.
Well, yeah, you got to bribe him?
I'm sure the Patriots are hurting for money.
Who, the Patriots? What?
Well, they have the fourth pick.
Right.
Yeah. This is dynamite.
You think this trade all the way out?
Yeah.
Right,
do you have anything personally you could offer?
I could offer my knowledge.
Well, it doesn't seem like we're getting much of that.
Yeah, do you have a firstborn? Yeah.
See?
So you have any children?
Would you trade A.J. Brown for the fourth pick?
Hell no.
All right.
Okay. No,
I'm just curious. Some stuff out there. About
yeah, that. No, we good with that.
How about
no.
Bryce Huff in a three?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
What about the Phillies franchise? Would you trade them?
The entire franchise?
Yeah, for the fourth pick?
Yep.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. All right.
So would I.
Do it all day.
All right, Paul.
All day.
That's a
right,
dynamite stuff, Paul.
Dynamite stuff. Absolutely dynamite stuff. Abdul Carter.
Yeah, how we getting him?
Yeah.
Money?
Just money.
Bribe him? That's like your theory with the Sixers draft. Just tell Josh Harris to pay.
Yeah, rig it.
Rig the draft.
Well, but the difference is
that could happen.
Yeah, they've rigged the NBA draft before. Frozen envelope, yeah, Patrick Ewing. Like,
that could happen.
It happened. Rig it. I think, you know, part of the rigging was the Sixers agreeing to stay in South Philly and split an arena with the Flyers, which is what the NBA wanted them to do.
Okay.
So they traded away their downtown arena, and in exchange, the NBA will rig the NBA lottery.
And we're getting Cooper Flag?
Well, yeah, we're getting Cooper Flag.
Well, and they rigged it for them, what, the Ben Simmons draft. Fire Hinkie, we'll give you the first pick.
Yes, they already rigged it once for him before.
Do it again.
Yeah.
That backfired almost, though.
It did backfire.
It did backfire.
You know, looking back on it, that is the one pick that if they had gotten right, maybe it would. Well, I'm sorry.
It's a good time to bring this
up. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry. Sorry. All right. Ruben Frank is here. We'll join us next. Rube for an hour.
Rube really liked that last caller's idea, I could tell.
Yeah, Rube. What do you think? He wanted to trade. Our last caller wanted to trade up for Abdul Carter. I asked how, and he said money. Do you think there is a money way we could do it?
I don't think so.
No,
we'll pay our way up there.
Yeah, pay our way up. Rube joins us next. It is NFL draft day. We're at the Link. We'll be here all night long until the Eagles make their pick, or don't make a pick, but until the Eagles make their pick. The question for today is on the record Thursday. Would you rather they go secondary or defensive line? For next question today, if there's one player you could get out tonight, who is it? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is draft day. We are at the Link. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Which position would you like the Eagles to draft tonight, defensive line or secondary? Ike, what do you think the poll is saying?
Probably defensive line.
By how much?
I'll go 64%.
80%
Damn.
Say defensive line.
Oh, it's a trench.
80%.
A trench city.
Yes.
81% when you add my vote.
There we go. Speaking of the trenches, Ruben Frank joins us here at the Link. You is that where you are as well?
Yeah.
Defensive line?
Most likely defensive line, but O-line would never surprise me with Howie.
Really?
Yeah.
And now, are you a huge draft guy? Are you a guy who digs into the tape? Do you grind tape?
I let Dave Zangaro do the grinding.
Okay.
And then I just kind of say whatever he said.
Okay.
No, I do. I love the draft. It's a little much leading up to it, but the draft itself, I mean, tonight's going to be amazing. So, because a lot of the stuff that's going to happen is stuff nobody ever speculated on.
Right.
There's always those surprises, the guys who, you know, go later than you expected. I don't even say they slid. They didn't. They were never going to go. You know, they didn't slide. They're just being picked lower than mock drafts had them. So there's always guys that go earlier, guys who go later. There'll be somebody we'll talk about who's going to go in the second round. It's just the way it always is. Makes it fun.
Now, I guess up until this point, the last time you were on the show with us, it was free agency day where the Eagles didn't do anything.
Yeah.
What is your impression of the offseason so far?
And I just realized the last time I was in this building was the NFC Championship game.
It was a pretty good day for the Eagles.
That was a good day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Your impression of the offseason so far? There. It's just been a weird offseason.
Yeah, it has, but I think it was a necessary one. I just think that the approach makes sense, and it's hard to, you know, it's hard to see guys that just won a Super Bowl leave, but you got to do it. You got to stay young. I think they made a mistake after 17 by kind of clinging to that roster a little too long, the Corey Grahams and the Ronald, just that whole nucleus. It ran its course, and they started sliding and, you know, kind of hit rock bottom in 20, and then he started rebuilding again with good draft picks. But as long as you draft well, this approach is going to work. And, you know, they just signed Cam Jurgens. If you kept Josh Sweat, maybe you can't sign Cam Jurgens. So I think it makes sense. It's not easy to watch your team get dismantled like this, but I think it had to happen.
Ike, let me ask you this, and then Rube, I'll go to you. How many, out of the draft this year, how many day one starters do you think the Eagles need for next season?
Day one?
Day one.
None.
None?
None.
So if they start Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, Keely Ringo, I don't even know who they're starting at the other safety.
Right.
Sydney Brown, Junior, and then at linebacker, and then, you know, whether it's Steen or the guy they traded for at offensive guard. You don't think they need any starters?
No, I mean, when you say need, I don't know if they can get a guy and he's going to step in there day one and be a starter. And so that's the way I sort of look at it. I think the Eagles are looking at this and they're saying, we have somewhat of a penciled in starting unit right now. We'll move some pieces around, but you're always better off assuming, at least as a staff, until you have players in your possession, you're often better putting together a game plan around guys that you have. So for instance, let's say defensive end, whether it's Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt or Uche or whoever else they brought in, whoever shakes out Bryce Huff, whoever shakes out of that guy, two of those guys have a better chance of being a starter than a day one. Now, unless the Eagles move up to the top 15 and get one of those guys, I'm just assuming they stay at 32.
Right.
So you stay at 32, I don't think there's a player that automatically steps on the field day one and makes the Eagles a better football team, even if I go to the cornerback position. Ringo and Adoree Jackson probably have a better chance of starting off the season than any rookie that comes in.
I would throw Eli Ricks in that mix, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, yeah, you could throw Eli Ricks in there, yeah.
Rube, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. You could run their best 22 players out there right now, and that's a 12-13-win team. I really believe that. You look at the offense, they certainly – and I don't think Steen or Green is going to be the right guard. I just have a feeling – it's going to be someone else. Could be somebody they draft this weekend. But, yeah, I think they have a good enough roster right now. Now, look, they're going to get better. And with Howie's draft record over the last 4 years, if he does that again, which is a lot to ask, they're going to add a couple good pieces, a couple important pieces. But as far as do they have to get a starter on day one at 32? No, I think your chances of getting a start at 32 are slim. Yeah. Like I said, if you – and I don't think they can get up higher than, I don't know, low 20s.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, how far do you think they can go up?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, even for Howie. I think when you're drafting in the top half of the first round, then you have that expectation that this guy's going to come in from the jump and be a starter. But at 32, that's not going
to
happen.
It's hard for me to look at the team and say next year they'll be a Super Bowl-level team, losing essentially five starters and replacing them with guys that were backups last year. Do you know what I mean? Like, guys that they decided last year weren't good enough to start over the guys this year. Unless you see a huge jump from one of those guys. You see a huge jump from Kelee Ringo or a huge jump. It's just
It's possible.
They're just obviously a worse team.
I mean, well, but here's the thing. Yeah. We didn't think they would make the jump they made last year.
Well, that's a good point. They also had two rookies that ended up. I mean,
I understand, but we didn't know what they were going to look like, is all I'm saying.
Yep.
I don't know what these guys are going to look like this year. I think for me, I'm saying I trust Vic Fangio going into the year. You know, the Justin Simmons thing is still out there. For people that are concerned about the safety position, that's a veteran that's out there. If it gets to that point to where they're not comfortable, I don't think they go into the season feeling uncomfortable. I think they're always looking, and they always have something in their back pocket in case of an emergency. If they need to pull that lever, like Howie will go pull that lever. He did it for James Bradberry. He did it for CJ GJ.
He did it for Dotson.
He did it for Ron Darby when he traded away Jordan Matthews in 2017.
Did it for Becton.
So Howie will assess the situation, and then he'll say, you know what, this is not going to work. We need to do something else.
I also think there's a tendency to maybe overrate a little bit what they lost. Like, Milton Williams is a good player. He's not a $100 million player. He's a good –
I agree with that.
Yeah, he's good.
Well, but don't we a little bit, after they leave, sort of, minimize the impact they had? I mean, Sweat – as soon as Sweat left – I agree from a contract perspective with Milton Williams and Josh Sweat. Those were big numbers, right? But I think we have a tendency to, after these guys leave, say, they're not worth anything, whereas, like, Sweat – led the team in sacks, and Milton Williams, all we could do was talk about how great they were for drafting and developing him. So either they're really good or they're not really good.
I think there's an in-between, though.
Talent isn't irreplaceable.
Exactly.
In other words, Josh Sweat was a good player.
Good
but
player.
That's not talent that's irreplaceable.
Sure.
You know, Milton Williams, good player, but that's not talent that's irreplaceable.
Yeah, that's fair.
Totally agree.
215-592-9494. Mike in Norristown, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
Hey, beautiful day, guys. Mikey Two Sigs. Hey, now, Mike, what do you know? What do you say? Now, you did promise to increase your smoking if the Phillies did not sign Juan Soto.
That was Tommy
Soto.
Tuesday.
Oh,
that was
Tommy. It was a different guy. I don't smoke anything, buddy.
Okay, all right. My bad. I thought you were the guy that promised to smoke more. It was a different
guy. I like the greenery a little bit, but I get too weird, so I stop doing it.
No. All good. I'm sorry. I confuse my guys. My bad.
I'm plenty sober. You should see me if I mess up. Anyway, all right. I got the Galamado. Calamod ready to go tonight.
Hey, Calamod. Hey.
Forget about it.
Hey, Brejeune.
This is what they're going to do tonight.
All right.
And you told me a couple weeks ago I was crazy. I'm not giving up on it. What they're going to do, they're trading Dakobe Dean. They're trading Josh Huff. They're going from 32 to 10. They're going to get
Josh Huff
Jason
isn't here
Grant.
Anymore.
Bryce Huff.
Not Josh Huff.
Different Huff. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
The other
wait
guy.
A minute. Okay, hold up. They're going from 32 to 10 with Bryce
and
Huff and an injured Dakobe Dean?
Yeah, he was a beast when he got hurt.
Yep.
He is a player.
This makes a lot of sense.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is going to step up. He's ready.
Bro,
he's hungry.
There is no way they're going from 32 to 10.
Would you let the man go?
Even if you throw Josh Huff in there.
Yeah, as many Huffs. Any other Huffs?
Calm down, man. I don't know
you're
everything.
You're not going to number 10.
You guys know more than me, but I know more than the average bear in football, okay? Wow. You guys know more than me. I'll give it to you.
They would probably have to trade. I mean, if you're talking about picks, they would have to trade their next two firsts along with this first
easily.
To get to 10.
You know
I think
what? I don't
Bryce
care.
Huff and Nakobe could probably get you early into the second round.
All right. Hey, you know what?
In all seriousness, Nakobe, like, we don't know. Like, that's a serious injury. We don't know what he's going to look like. I mean, I love the kid, and he was playing at such a high level when he got hurt. It was terrible timing, but we don't know what Nakobe Dean's going to look like when he does come back, and we don't know when that'll be. So,
tonight,
as far as trade value, he doesn't have any.
I'm going to be eating hydrepin, drinking through free. We're getting Jason Graham somewhere or another. Remember that.
Jason Graham?
We're getting Jason Graham tonight.
Mason Graham.
0-3.
Yeah.
Mason Graham.
Are you sure Mason you're not smoking any of the green stuff, Mike? Are you
I
sure?
Wish I was.
All right.
Do you have any?
No, I don't. There he is, Mike. Hey,
can we get for the rest of the show, can we get people's favorite trade ideas for tonight?
Oh, I would love trade ideas.
Fake trade Thursday?
Fake trade Thursday. I love fake trades.
Yeah.
I love fake trades. I just don't know. The problem is they don't have, like, player trades are so difficult in the NFL. So moving up with a player is so difficult. And their picks, even if you traded every pick
they had.
We're
just giving away the same two players we only give away to everybody.
Yeah, that we don't want.
That we don't want.
Right, Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff's always the first one.
Then Dallas Goedert.
Dallas Goedert, yeah. Right.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Did you think – you don't think – I mean, does Dallas Goedert help you at all in this weekend? Does he get you a fifth?
And that's why he's still here, because they can't right. – look, he's 30. He's injured all the time. And, when he's healthy, he's still, I think, a top 10 tight end, well into the top 10. But he doesn't have any trade value. That's why he's still here. Hopefully they can kind of come to an agreement, you know, pay him $5 million and he's okay with it, and you keep him for a year, develop your young tight end. But – as far as trade value, he has none.
Yeah, I don't know
from
if any.
$14 million to five?
I mean, because where's he going to get five? Everybody's out of money.
I tell you what.
If he gets cut?
You had to cut me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But Dallas is going to, and that's probably what he would do, but nobody's got money to pay Dallas Goedert.
Right.
Who's
going
to pay him more than he would make here? Maybe $7 million, whatever the number is.
Maybe the Colts?
Maybe.
Colts or the Giants?
Yeah, I just don't know that the cap situations for those guys after we're this far into
free agency. Yeah. Nobody's got any money for a 30-year-old off-injured tight end.
Yeah. 215-592-9490. I actually don't know if anyone is going to call us today with a realistic trade idea. I challenge.
I want to take all the trade ideas.
Yeah, even the crazy one.
Yeah.
You just want someone to say AJ.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
215-592-9494. Hey, speaking of trades, a place where you can trade up and you don't need a first-round pick is Colonial Hyundai. Right now, Colonial, they opened this brand-new dealership, right? It's the grand reopening. John Ashdale, the cars are, the team at Colonial have designed the best dealership anywhere to make your process of buying a brand-new Hyundai even better. And the thing right now is that they have a very, very special selection. It's only lasting to the end of the month of over 200 brand new Hyundais that they can get the very, very best deal on. But it is first come, first serve. So if you need a Palisade, they got it, but first come, first serve. If you need a Kona, they got it. A Tucson, an Ioniq 5 or 6, they got it. First come, first serve. The very best deal they can give you. No games, no hassle, no wasting your time. Going to get you a great deal on your trade. Locked in savings. And until the end of April, the best financing anywhere, down to 0%. 0% doesn't get any lower than that. 3-year complimentary maintenance with every new Hyundai bought at Colonial. America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. So the TJ Watt rumors are still jumping around all over the place.
Mm.
Would you trade 32 for TJ Watt?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess the big question
wouldn't
is,
even think twice about it.
Rube, would you?
How old's TJ Watt? He's only like 29,
30. I think he's 30. Yeah.
Or he'll be 30 this
year. I mean, you're going to get more from TJ Watt. I mean, he's still a good player. You get more from him than you're going to get from 32.
I think the biggest question that we don't – I've yet to find somebody give me a satisfactory answer to the cap question about any of this.
Jake Rosenberg on.
Well, the problem I have is we all say they can figure it out until they start letting go of – like starters from their Super Bowl team, and then all of a sudden, as you were saying, well, they need to do it from a cap perspective. I'm not blaming you. It's exactly what they say, but it's such a difficult with the. I've always said the NBA salary cap is complicated, but I understand it. I can figure out what they can do. I cannot figure out what the Eagles can do from a cap perspective. So I don't even know if it's realistic for them to trade for TJ Watt, because then they got to extend him, and it's a $30 million a year player. And I think we're led to believe that we can't fit any more $30 million a year players under the cap.
Probably not, but what Howie does with voidable years,
he
can extend contracts 7 years.
Right.
And when they're paying that money, the cap's going to be a lot higher. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell. So nobody manipulates the cap better than Howie. And kind of the corollary to that is understanding player value and pick value. So you put all that together and you get a roster that you can't figure out how they can pay all these guys. TJ Watt, though, might be a little much.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Joe and Yaden, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hello, people. How are you doing?
Hi, people.
Hi, person. My first time's hard, so be gentle. Right?
We'll see.
We'll see how it
goes.
See.
We'll
I wouldn't count
goes.
On it.
Yeah.
two things, actually. The Phillies are the good and the bad and the ugly. Okay? The good, the Eagles. Yeah, NFL draft. I look forward to that. And I think they're going to actually trade down. I really believe they're going to trade down.
That's actually.
I hope they do it early.
Yeah, that's actually Ike's worst nightmare.
I hope, as long as they do it by pick 20.
Right. Because you see, the thing is, Joe, Ike's got to be here until the Eagles pick. And if they get to 30 and the Eagles, all of a sudden we get across the line that the Eagles have traded out of their pick, then Ike has just wasted, you know, 8 hours of his day.
Yes.
So just the only hope is if they trade. No, why do you think they trade out?
Well, I think if we still quality players available, you know, even at a defensive line or slash edge during that span, and they'll get an extra pick along the way too. Cause I figure they'll fall down because again, the first 10 picks pretty much know who's going to take other than Sanders. I don't know where he's going to go. He could go down as low as 20. You don't know.
That's not going to happen.
So being said, I think there's a lot of players up there on defense that actually could help them.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing,
Miles Sanders.
Who is Sanders?
Barry Sanders.
You value that first round pick because you get the opportunity to option the fifth year,
right? Mm-hmm.
So depending on who the player is, like you, it's almost it's a benefit to have that player in the first round.
But that makes it more valuable for a team that wants to trade too.
That's true.
You're getting that guy for that fifth year.
Yep.
Here's one scenario that I really like, because Howie even the other day said we don't have 32 first round picks on our board. We just don't have it. So you know he's thinking, let's get out of 32. It's just a matter of whether he can, because other teams feel the same way. But I like the idea of getting out of 32, getting into that like 40 to 45 range, and then taking 64. I think Howie thinks the middle of the second round is like his sweet spot. So take 64 and move up. And get it. So take the pick that you got, and you know, for trading out of 32, and then move up from 64 into that middle of the second round, into like 45 to 50, 55. And I think that's Howie's comfort zone. I think that's where he wants to pick and where he feels like the best value is.
That's where you get Mason Taylor.
Could be. Yep. I love Mason Taylor.
Makes a lot of sense. And the TJ Watt thing, no. First of all, he's injury prone for one. Two, he's 30.
No, he's not.
30, injury number
prone. He's not injury prone.
When's the last time he missed a game?
It was 3 years ago. He missed like 12 games. I think he had a foot injury.
I take it back with that. Oh, yeah. And a bad note now, from bad to ugly, the Phillies.
Yeah.
Okay? I said 90 wins before the season started. I thought, okay, things will be okay. They're not as good as the Mets. They're not as good as Atlanta. I thought, you know, they'd maybe get a wild card. Now, no. There's no shot. No.
No shot.
They have a bunch of overplay players. Okay?
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. What is different? What's different with the Phillies today compared to the Phillies prior to the season that makes you, aside from the fact that their record is 13-12, what about their play is different than you expected it to be?
Well, this year I expected more small ball. I was wrong.
They have done more of that. I think the issue is, and Jack mentioned this yesterday, the issue is there's not small balls, that they're not hitting home runs.
Yeah.
I think we missed that a little bit. I mean, Alec Bohm has none. Trey Turner has what, one?
They have two guys with more than two home runs.
Yeah.
They're 23rd in the league in home runs.
By the way, I said this 2 weeks into the season, abort mission.
I think they've done that too, and they're still not hitting home runs.
You're right.
Well, I'm just saying, I noticed they weren't hitting home runs.
Right. Yep, that's true. That's true.
More home runs, less small ball. How about that?
Yes.
Well, if that's the case, it's fine. But again, you're going to have the strikeouts. You know,
if it comes with home runs, I'll take it. I don't care at this point.
Well, you know, you guys are more positive than me. I'm a realist. You know, I'm a big baseball fan in general. Yeah. I miss the old days back in the 50s and 60s and 70s where actually pitchers would go seven innings. And they would moan and groan. You can't take me out. You take me out. You're tired. You're tired. Now, pitch count now. These players are going to be bigger, stronger, and faster.
Hey, Joe, we don't need to go back to the 50s for pitchers throwing seven.
That was
10 years ago.
Yeah, we can go back to the 90s if we want, or the early 2000s. All right, Joe, thank you for the call, man.
Okay, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. Hey, Rube, are there any, like we said at the beginning of the show, if there's a guy or two tonight that you would love for the Eagles to come away with, do you have any favorites? Do you have a guy you're like, I really love this guy?
Well, Abdul Carter's one.
Well,
but
realistically,
I kind of like Walter Nolan.
Yeah.
And I think he's a realistic guy. If Howie does sit at 32 or even early in the second round, I think he's a guy. He's got a little pass rush in him. He could come in and play right away in a nice rotation. When Jalen gets double teamed, he can make some plays. He's good against the run. I think he'd be a really good fit.
215-592-9494. Okay, Dennis has a trade idea. Let's grade a trade. Jack will grade your trades the rest of the day.
Yep, ready?
Yep. Grade your trade. All right, Dennis, go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Dennis?
All right, so here we go. I think the Eagles take the 32 pick, right? Trade down with Tanner McKee and Goddard to the Saints at number 9.
Oh, boy.
And then that's when we draft Tyler Warren.
Bang. All right. Bang.
Jack, what grade are you giving that trade?
That's an A+.
A+. So
listen.
So you think
Tanner McKee should be on the table in a trade this draft.
But hold
100%.
On. Jack, you're giving that an A+. You're saying the Eagles can get from 32 to 9 with their backup quarterback?
You're getting
quarterback.
A quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, but everyone here tells me this guy could start in the league.
No.
Backup quarterback and their injured 30-year-old tight end
who
plays 8 games a year.
Yeah.
To get you from 32 to 9.
Yeah. I don't think so, Dennis. I don't think you're getting
that. Sorry, the only A-plus is an AJ trade.
Okay.
I'll give it a solid A-.
All right. Thank you for the call, Dennis. What about offense in the first round? Do you think there's any chance the Eagles would take an offensive player, aside from the skill player, not offensive line?
Never say no, like if Matthew Golden slides down or something. But no, I just – it's not going to be a quarterback. It's not going to be a running back. If it's a tight end, it's not going to be the Penn State kid. If Loveland drops down, I could see how he kind of moving up a little. But I think it's pretty unlikely.
Jack, I'm not going to let you grade people's trade if you're going to give somebody an A+.
Grade.
Yeah.
All right, no, I got a little too – I got a little excited. I'm going to be completely honest.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So my real grade?
Yeah.
B.
No.
It was close. It was closer than Bryce Huff was not mentioned, which I think is a big win for now, any fake trade.
Ike, did you say you would trade Tanner McKee for a third-round pick?
No.
Okay, I said no, and Jack said yes. Would you, Rube? I would not.
I really like the kid, but he's played one game. It was against a bad team. And
backup quarterback's pretty important.
It sure is.
Unless you have a better plan.
Well, Ian Book still,
Oh, no.
A third round. What kind of third round pick? Like if top of the third round?
Saints pick.
Yeah, ninth pick.
I would have to think about it because you're talking about an – and I like Tanner McKeel. I've been bullish on him since the first practice I saw him. But third round pick. You're getting a difference maker there.
Wait a minute.
You're talking about a backup quarterback?
So we're getting a difference maker, even though none of us can say that they're going to get a starter with their first-round pick.
You're going to
get something better than a valuable backup quarterback in the middle of the third round?
Think about some of their third-round picks over the – I mean, Milton Williams, Brian Westbrook was a third-round pick.
Jalix Hunt.
Yeah. Wait, what are the odds that Tanner McKee is ever going to really help you?
I don't know. What if Jalen's hurt at the end of every year? I mean, what if you need somebody to play 5 games?
What do you think Tanner McKee's record would be in those 5 games? 3-2?
3-2.
So you'd rather have 3-2 than a – see, you can find a veteran quarterback and be your backup.
Who?
Kenny Pickett. Trade for him.
Yeah. All right. We will depress everyone by talking about the Phillies next. It is draft day. We are at Lincoln Financial Field. Jack is grading your trades. We also want to know which guy do you want, and would you rather the Eagles in the first round go defensive line or secondary? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.